All right, let's do it. Under oath. Here we go.
Well, we're going to have to go to court.
Court? No.
Your Honor.
No, I'm not going to go to court.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
All rise.
The Mike Calta Show.
Is now under oath.
Under oath, your opportunity to call in with a question for any member of this show. Me, Galvin, Spanish, Carmen, Gio, Pap. Your opportunity to ask that question and hopefully get a quick and truthful answer. I will reserve the right to talk to you about a couple of things, including ongoing litigation, which I can answer some questions, and any contractual obligation I have to not talk about something, like including our salaries. I can't talk about mine, but I can tell you what Spanish means. let's start right at the phone lines. Carl has been waiting. Carl, you're up first. What do you got? Make it good, buddy.
So my question for you guys, or the few of you that did the Dr. Urshan,
yes,
is how much does it cost? Because Galvin's commercials always say, oh, it's simple. Or, you know, stuff like that. But for somebody who doesn't have money to throw down on that, I don't really know how simple it is.
I always tell people, you have to, I think it's different for different people. It's tailored to what you need to do to your program, because each program is individual. So I don't know. And I'll and under oath, I didn't pay for it. It was part of my endorsement.
Right, yeah, it's part of our endorsement.
That's kind of what I thought. I didn't know if you guys got like a, you know, deal from doing the endorsement or whatnot.
Yeah. But the thing is that I'm not lying to you, or like not to, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would say it's very easy to call Dr. Urshan's office and find out. And if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Well, I've been there before, but it's on the only day I had off, and the person he talked to wasn't there, and I was like, okay, so, you know, I never really went back, but from what I hear, it's around $2,000. So that's why I was like, that's not that simple. Yeah,
and I don't think that it's that, I don't think that sounds right. If I were you, I'd call back and talk to somebody, because that sounds a little bit high. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Let's go to Patrick. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Tony might get nervous on this one, but I missed the segment where you guys talked about going to Chicago, and every now and then you guys mentioned that. What's going on with that, and how serious is it?
I don't know. I'm not trying to avoid it. I'm just trying to figure out how I can answer. Chicago is one of the options of people who are interested. We can't negotiate with anybody in our contract yet, because it's not up until June. And there's a certain window that you're allowed to negotiate in. But there have been people who have called and said, hey, when you can talk, would you be interested in talking? And would you be interested in moving? So I always say Chicago, because that was somebody who was very interested, and also a place that I said that I would like to live if we were to move. It's not saying we would want to, but if we were to move, it's a bigger market. It's a nice city. It has seasons. I think I would enjoy living out the final years of my career in Chicago, but that's where it stands. There's not. It's not like we're waiting to sign a contract. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Okay.
Cool. Thank you. Michael, go ahead.
I think my question is mainly for you, Michael, because I haven't really heard this from the rest of the group. But I've always been curious, I know you do some commercials live, but when you record commercials and make a mistake, why don't you fix them?
Because I try to do as many commercials as I can live, and when I don't, so yesterday we had three guys in the studio. It's hard to sit here and do a commercial while all three of those idiots are staring at me trying to make me laugh. So what I'll do is go, Spanish, can you play the one from yesterday or another recorded one? So there we keep a library of them to give to the clients, but sometimes we have to go back to them to use for a live spot.
And
so,
it may not have been edited. It may played. And,
yeah. And also, you know, you're going to get the same imperfections you would if I were to do it live.
Oh, yeah, and I understand that. And I can't name the one specifically, but I know I've heard it probably run for a month. And every time I'm like, oh, yep, there's that mistake. I just wondered if the sponsors ever called to say, hey, why don't we get a flawless commercial, or does it even matter? They don't care.
You know why? People don't want flawless commercials.
Yeah.
The idea that there's a mistake is makes it stick out in your head more. And, you know, get it. Like, I do a commercial for Stingray Chevrolet. I heard it run earlier talking about the Corvette. But they would much rather me just BS and talk about how the Stingray Chevrolet's got a Corvette that they're raffling off and giving away at the Strawberry Festival, and have me call it Fire Belly Orange and all that stuff that I don't really know and get it wrong. People pay more attention to that, and it's more real talk.
Okay, that makes sense. That's a good point, too. It sticks out in your head more.
Thank you. And I got to tell you, that's the whole thing I love about under oath is because you're driving around going, why wouldn't they fix that?
Right,
well,
yeah.
Now you know. Now you get that.
Stuck out in his head so much he called in for under oath.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess.
Gotcha.
I'm going to guess this is not your real name. Sasquatch? Hello?
Maybe I was wrong. He's not real.
Yep.
Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. By the way, enjoy you guys' show.
Thank you.
I think
it's
fantastic. Best on the radio. This one I've called in a couple times before and asked, and I guess Carmen's limited as to what she could say. But I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what happened to Ian. All of a sudden he was there, and now he's gone, and we don't know.
So Ian Beckles got fired from, or I don't know if he got fired or didn't renew his contract or whatever from Clear Channel when he worked there, when he was on the Ron and Ian show. I guess he wanted more money. They didn't want to give him more money, so he was like, all right, I'm leaving, however that worked out. Then he came over here, and he was doing a show on the weekends where he would be on before the football games. And then we all really liked Ian, so he made his way onto our show, other shows, and he became quickly part of this family, but he still wasn't a Cox employee. He was getting paid to do his show, and then in the morning he was on, he was doing the morning show, but he still wasn't working for Cox. He was working like as an outside contractor. So I love Ian, still like Ian, still have a great relationship with him, but he had an opportunity. Whoever got smart over there at Clear Channel was like, we need to bring them back together because that
to
was
make a
good
real
show.
Salary.
Yeah.
And Ian was like, they offered me a contract and a salary. I got to go. And we were like, yeah, of course. So Ian went back over there. I don't really think it was like anybody was like, don't talk about it, but it was really none of our business.
Yeah.
In a way, I don't really care because we like Ian, but we're promoting another radio show. I don't want to do that. I mean, Drew's my afternoon show, so. But that's what happened. He didn't get in a fight with anybody, didn't get fired or anything. They realized over there they had a management change, and the smart management that's there now is like, I don't know why we didn't just give that guy the money that he deserves because he's good on the air, and they took him back over there. One more on the phone lines, and that'll open up the phone lines if you want to get in now, and then I will go to Gio. We'll go to some from the Google box. Trevor, go ahead.
All right, this one's for you, Mike. Not including Pat. Who, in your opinion, is the least important person on the show? Who would you get rid of, not including Pat?
Like, I don't want to get rid of anybody, but you're saying if I had to?
Exactly.
Oh, Spanish.
That's
Spanish
garbage.
In a second.
Garbage.
In a second.
That's not true.
Are you being truthful?
That's a liar.
That's a liar.
Are you being truthful, or are you trying to be funny?
I'm trying to be funny.
All right, now you have to be truthful.
Oh, man.
Now you have to be truthful. And I love that this guy puts in not Pat because clearly he's the first one to go.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
He said not bad. Right,
I know. So if we went somewhere tomorrow and they were like, one guy has to go, who is it?
Or girl.
Yeah, it had to be Carmen.
Oh!
Thank you.
Gio does really good at what he does. Spanish is really good at what he does. Galvin's great at what he does.
Do you know what time of the month it is?
It's unclean time.
Oh, man.
I don't think about those things. Gio, let's go over to the Twitter box and the Under Oath hashtag and try to get through as many of those as possible. The phone lines are open right now.
By the way, the band Under Oath right now is like, whoa, we're blowing up on Twitter. 727-579-1025
and 800-771-1025. There are lines open in both.
I have one from Benjamin. He says, is the situation going on with a certain bankrupt, cross-eyed, loser cuckold hurting your contract negotiations? And do you believe that said cuckold and Hulk Hogan are in on this together?
Ooh, a two-parter.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. I'm going to make a statement that sounds like I'm trying to be tough, but I'm not. But I think it's safe to say that nothing goes on with that guy affects anything that I do. Like, was that what the question was?
Yeah.
Like, there is nothing that he is doing or could do or has anything to do with anything. As far as my contract, there's no problems with my contract. We're just not really in a window of where we need to. I mean, I'm here until June 18th. That's when my contract ends. And maybe before then, I'll get on the air and go, guess what? We signed the new 5-year deal. Or guess what? We signed a new 1-year deal. Or, hey, sorry to say, it looks like we're going to another station or another town or something. But right now, there's just nothing to talk about because nobody's really talking about anything. We're way too early. What was the second part of that?
If you thought that the cuckold and Hulk Hogan are in cahoots together on it.
Oh, I started talking about this last week. Matter of fact, this is what I think I spurred this week's Under Oath. My opinion, looking at the facts now that I'm involved in this lawsuit, if Gawker got sued for a couple hundred million and they're trying to sue me for $110 million, but the guy who admittedly, secretly recorded his best friend and then said, allegedly, according to TMZ, I could retire on this or something to that effect. I hear that guy got out of it by paying a $5,000 fine in two payments of $2,500. So why would Hulk Hogan settle with that guy for two payments of $2,500 and then sue everyone else for hundreds of millions? At least pursue criminal charges against that guy, because that's the guy who ruined your career. So do I think that they're in cahoots? I don't know. All signs are looking really, like Stevie Wonder called and said, I could see this, but what do I know? That's just my opinion. What else you got?
If the show was stranded on an island, Mike, who do you eat first?
Not Spanish. Too muscular.
And you know, you could use me for like climbing up and getting stuff out of trees, digging stuff.
Stop selling. He already said
God
not
damn
yet.
Damn it, Calvin, you're right.
I would say I'd probably have to eat Carmen, because first of all, it's less gay. Second of all, she probably tastes like mashed potatoes and tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I eat Carmen first. That's if she's still on the show, if it's not past that other guy's question where we already fired. Yeah.
Gio, I don't know if you have this one on there. This is one off of Twitter, though, that I think is pretty good. It's for all of us. It says, if you look back at your life 100%, have you done or have you participated in anything that could be considered racist by today's standards that could possibly lead to your firing? I'm going to tell you right now, everybody's done something racist. Yeah. And if you say you haven't, you're just a liar. I don't think there's any evidence, like any bad stuff of me that I could think of that somebody would be like, look at this picture.
Yeah.
I don't think there is anything.
No.
Pictures or anything?
Yeah, there's a picture. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Write it down. Or just tell me. Give me a... Yeah. Yeah, there's a picture. I'll tell you what it is so that people don't think I have blackface or anything like that. There was this party that I was at. Should I tell this? Yeah.
Oh, no, Liam,
I'm under oath. I'm going to tell. No, because it's not really. Oh, no. It's not. There was this party that I was at when I was 20 years old, 21 years old. And this Asian guy showed up at the party, and nobody to this day knows who he was. He cut his hand trying to cut a pineapple, and he had to get stitches, and he was bleeding all over the place. And everybody was like, I thought he was with you. I thought he was there. To this day, we don't know how he got to the party. And in the picture, everybody's making like Chinese eyes behind him with their hands. Not me, but other people are. But right. I'm in that picture.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing. But yes, like Calvin said, everybody's got something racist in their background.
Spanish? And
I don't think any evidence like that or whatever, but, you know, growing up in South Florida, growing up in not the greatest neighborhoods when I was younger, maybe said the N-word with a soft A a lot when I was younger.
Wow.
Don't do it anymore.
Like a rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quickly grow out of that when you go to college.
Oh, yeah.
You quickly grow out of that when black people are around.
You'd be surprised in South Florida.
You also start getting comfortable when Warren Sapp's around.
Yeah.
He says a lot. What else? Where are we at?
You want to go to phones?
Yeah. Jerry?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
What's up, Jerry?
Hey, buddy. This one's actually for Spanish.
Thank God.
And it is related to the Dinah situation, where he always says that she left and bailed but never taught him anything. But I believe it's true that there was a voicemail left. And it was when Dinah was still there, and he was pulled into the office or on the radio to discuss about how a voicemail was left with him clearly saying that Dinah should just go ahead and leave. She should quit. She's garbage. There's no part of her job that he can't do. And if she left tomorrow, he'd be able to do it with no problem.
I don't remember voicemail.
I don't remember voicemail either, but it sounds not like something I would do. No, she. I don't understand. So what's the question? Is if I left a voicemail?
Well, it wasn't a voicemail. It was you and another guy talking. It may have been Gomez. And the phone dialed Dinah and left a voicemail. It went straight to her voicemail. She didn't answer, and it was this conversation.
I do.
And it wasn't a voicemail. It was I butt dialed Dinah, and they faked a voicemail and played it on air to make me out to like I was doing something terrible. And then they all made fun of me for being a bad person.
We tricked you.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Randy, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. This one's for Mike or Gio, who's the master producer of the show.
Thank you. Master producer.
Thank you.
Do you sincerely, honestly believe the addition of a constant presence of Crazy Patty on your show a benefit and a positive addition to your show?
I think that you're overblowing the Crazy Patty. She's not always on the show. We haven't heard from her today, and occasionally she'll be on hold, and we'll say hi to her and see what she has to offer. But
well, it's almost on a almost daily basis. And
no, Avocado
every
died.
Show on the station too.
I can't say about the other shows, but Avocado died, and since he died, she's become a little bit more relevant. Because we had to tell her that he died, and they were, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. People like Crazy Patty, and some people hate her. That's just how it goes. Not going to like everything. Carol, good morning.
Good morning to all of you.
You too.
I hope you guys never leave. You make me laugh every morning. Will there be another cruise this year?
I would say, I don't know. I know that they have already... are already meeting and trying to put together a cruise. But let me ask your opinion on this, because this is really important. So my problem is, how do I get on the air and say, Carol, you and everybody else should go pay your $400 or whatever it is to go on the cruise, and we're going to have the best time in the world. And then everybody buys the cruise, and then in June I go, hey, by the way, bad news, I'm leaving the radio station, and good luck with that cruise you guys bought that I'm not going to be on. Doesn't that seem like it's unfair?
That's true. I'd wait until after June then.
I mean, look, do I want to do one? Yes. Do I think it's going to happen? Yeah, for sure, if we're here. But right now, they're moving ahead business as usual. But the problem is that come August or October, whenever it is, you're not going to hate Cox. You're going to hate me, because I'm the one that told you to go buy the cruise. And then I was like, later. And how do I know they're not going to turn to dicks and be like, run promos. I go, look what Mike did to you. Made you pay his money, and then he left the cruise, you know? So
he would never hate you.
Well, you would if I told you to pay your hard-earned cash and didn't deliver on it, and I'm concerned with that. So that's really the reason.
I thank you.
All right, thank you. Gio, anything there?
This guy says, Daniel says, I love Carmen, but do you think she's become too smart and maybe too old for her role in the show? Would you ever think to replace her with a dumber, younger, and hotter character?
I will tell you right now, if I could find one that's dumber than Carmen, I'll take her. But I'm pretty sure Carmen's safe. Carmen doesn't have a role that she fits where she has to be dumb, hot, or whatever. Carmen's here, and she's part of the show, and that's just it.
Carmen's Carmen.
Yeah, she can get older, and she can do it. If I come in and say Carmen marries Cam, and then next year she's Fat Carmen, that just makes it even better. Like, look at Fat Carmen now. You know what I mean? And if all of a sudden she's like that guy from John Travolta in that movie where she gets hit by lightning, and she comes in here and starts speaking Latin,
gets a
brain swimmer. Look at Smart Carmen now. It only gets better. Remember dumb, out of shape, long-haired Spanish? Mm. Now he has no glasses. He's got abs. He's smart. He dresses nice. Different Spanish.
Still here.
So much better the other way.
Stop it.
I call those the good old days.
I have one for Galvin.
Yeah. All right.
Mike dies in a horrific plane crash.
Is that really how I'm going to go? Is that the easiest way to go?
They come to you, and your task was building the next morning show. What's the show look like, and does anybody currently on the show make the cut?
Yeah, I think the show stays the same way, and... I try and bring it. I don't know. That's difficult. I mean, I got to be honest with you. If they were like, hey, we want you to take over, you've been here the longest and you're the co-host, and this, I'd go, I don't want to do that. I want to be the co-host. So then now you have to try and bring in somebody. So then I don't know whether we go with an ensemble name, the Morning Madhouse, or, you know, who knows what. But, yeah, I don't know how that works. But I don't think if they ask me who should go, I'd go, no, let's keep it as – the same as we possibly can without the anchor now. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Who would you add to the show from the station to take over more of like your role as you slide into my role?
I don't want to slide in your role. I think if they said, who do you pick? Who could you get to pick somebody who is going to host the show now.
Right.
And it's going to be an ensemble thing, and you stay as the co-host, whatever. I would say let's get Drew. Let's get Drew, have him host, have us all the same here.
You guys should try that. I'll take a couple
of them. Oh, really?
Oh,
what?
We don't want you to die.
Yeah.
I know, I'm just saying.
Gio does, but, you know.
You know, when that guy Kid Craddock died, that was years ago. They still call the show the Kid Craddock Show, even though he's been dead for years. He was the host.
At contract time, I'd be like, hey, guys, get it, but.
That's weird.
We would actually change the name of the show to Remember Mike, and then every morning we'd go, you guys remember Mike? Mm-hmm. We're going to do the show without him because he died.
Go back to the cowhead show. Ralph, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Enjoying the show. I just had a quick question for Stanich.
Yep.
And it was, is there any possibility that he and Kelly are going to get back together?
Ooh, good question.
No, there is not. Sorry.
You
go. Get after it, Ralph.
All right. Vinny, you're on the air. We're under oath. What do you got, Vinny?
All right, guys. So I was the guy that called last time that got to the bottom of Gio's green beans. Right. Now we need to find out about Mike's pickles.
All right.
We need to find out about Mike's pickles.
Ask your question,
ask the question and word it carefully.
Okay. Did you actually make the pickles?
Well, I can't grow. I mean, God made the pickles.
No. Okay. You didn't grow them, but did you actually make them and package them? And is it a real thing?
I did package those pickles, sir.
Oh, God. You're dancing around.
Yeah.
I'm answering.
He took them out of one jar and put them in another one and put a
ferment.
Okay, Galvin, can you word it correctly then? Because you're good at this.
Mike.
Yes, Galvin.
Did you take cucumbers, pickle them, and then actually make them and bring them in for people to eat?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Nobody's
alive. Oh, you sit on a throne of lies.
A man named Velasic made them.
Yeah, I know. And then you put them in a different jar. Put a label on them.
They were so tasty.
We know.
Yeah.
We should add them to my next green bean casserole.
Yeah. Call it liar's dinner.
Yeah, I believed in you.
With your cupcakes for dessert. Thank you, sir. Ooh, I feel like the weight's lifted off me now.
I got to tell you, I like Vinny.
Mike, go ahead.
Good morning, Mike. Have you ever taken or have you taken Carmen to the melting pot yet?
No, I have not. When you said, have you ever taken, you went like that, was it like steroids? Is it gonna take no, Carmen and I have not gone to the melting pot. I was ready, but then she got a boyfriend.
I've got one for Spanish, too.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Ooh, double shot.
Spanish, why don't you call me for drugs anymore?
This is the reason why.
You're not a good drug dealer.
Yeah, you suck.
Get the drip.
And by the way, officer, his number is 727-45. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, sir. The drip. Gio, if you have one, chime in. I'll just keep taking phone calls if you don't. David, go ahead.
Good morning, Mike, and everyone else. How y'all doing this morning?
Hi, David. What do you got?
My question is, what's the most shameful thing that you guys have ever done that you still regret to this day?
In life?
Yes.
I have to tell you, I know one of them off the top of my head real good that I still feel guilty about to this day. Which
is it
really,
a legal thing?
No. When I was in seventh grade, I was outside in the schoolyard on a winter day at Our Lady Queen of Peace School, and I was trying to show off in front of the older kids, and there was an elderly couple, and they were carrying a box to the car. this kid Mark Gations threw a snowball and he was trying to hit the box and he couldn't do it, and I was like, I got it. And I took the snowball and I threw the snowball and I hit the guy in the hand and he dropped the box and he picked the box up and got in the car and like took off real quick, and everybody was like, oh man, you got good accuracy, sir. I was like, yes, I'm the coolest guy in town. And then Sister Rosemary grabbed me by the ear and pulled me in a room and said, do you know who those old people are? And I was like, no. And she goes, their old people are so poor they can't afford to eat, so they come here on Thursdays and they pick up leftover lunch food that you kids don't appreciate and don't eat, and they take it back so they have food to eat, and you just throw a snowball at that guy. I was like, that's the worst thing that I've ever heard.
Oh, terrible.
I beat up a homeless guy before, and this is worse than that is. I'm kidding about the homeless guy. Nobody's going to be serious. I was joking about it.
I'm an angel, so.
I started a dumpster fire in Fort Lauderdale, and I thought it was awesome. Yeah, and when the cops got there and the firefighters got there and then my parents showed up, I was probably the most embarrassed.
Oh, you got caught?
Yeah, I mean, I panicked, and when the fire didn't go out, when we were trying to put it out, I just didn't know what to do, so I kind of just stood there watching it, and then next thing you know, cops started showing up, and I was like, I guess this is happening.
I really do actually have something. When I was younger, and I was young...
See, I don't know what this is about to be, but this is a story that you're embarrassed about. This is also the same guy who traded a hooker fried chicken. Thank you. Or whatever she was.
When I was younger, there was this couple that lived, and they had kids. And looking back on it now, I think that they may have been special, the parents. And Rosemary was the mom, the lady. And kids were doing karate stuff, and the one kid was saying... like kicking at Rosemary, and she goes, "You can try and kick me. Go ahead and try and kick me." So he was trying to kick at her and stuff, and I go, and she goes, "You try it for me." And I go, "I'm gonna kill you. Like, are you kidding?" Because I played soccer growing up, and she goes, "Do it, try it." So I kicked her in the ribs and broke her ribs. Oh! And I was like, "I told you that I was." I felt really bad.
Yes.
I felt really bad. Like, I didn't really mean awesome. To do it. But, like, I went to kick, and she kind of turned into it. Oh. And just went,
easy, Hercules.
Sorry, Rose.
The next time you bring up the fact that I let a girl that was on the spectrum go down on me, I'm going to bring up that you kick Rosemary in the ribs.
Rosemary.
Danny Serrano on Twitter says, was Spanish afraid to fight Danny Serrano from Hot 101.5 during the punch out? Is that why Mike Calta changed his opponent 2 weeks before the fight?
First of all, it wasn't longer than 2 weeks, was it?
Yeah, and if we're going to put it out there, Danny, you're the one who came to me and said you couldn't fight because you hurt your ribs when you were sparring, dude.
All right, there you go. This is fun. John, good morning.
Yes, I didn't get Spanish's phone number that one day you guys gave it out. Can I get it now?
You might as well. Everybody's got it already.
That's really not a... under oath question.
Yeah, under oath, the answer is no.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the truth.
David, go ahead.
Hey, Mike. How you going? Hi, guys.
Hi, Dave.
First-time visitor.
Hi, Dave.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, got a question. Do you have any tickets you can give away for me and my wife for our anniversary?
Yes, the answer is yes. We do have plenty.
Yep, that's
Paul, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Quick question. Is Medicine Man on your celebrity death pool?
No.
He's kind of a celebrity, you know.
Nope. I honestly say Medicine Man will live forever. He has the stamina of Lance Armstrong, and he will probably outlive all of us.
When Spanish and Gomez were both on the show as interns, did you ever think that one of them would someday be the executive producer of the show, and will you ever have show interns again?
No, we probably won't have interns because the law has changed now, and you have to pay interns, and... so that's probably not going to happen because you'll probably get somebody to work here and then they'll sue us one day for not paying them. And two, no, I always thought Spanish would do something on the show because he was fun and goofy and all that, but I never thought he'd be executive producer.
Yeah.
Here is one from RJ. He said, like if Gio wished Mike to die in a fiery plane crash, would it be easier to replace him on the show or is the basis of Pitbull Toddler? Much easier to replace him in Pitbull Toddler, but then you probably aren't going to have as many people come to see us, you know, because we then don't have the show as Mike on it with the, you know, so.
Listen, no one, under oath or not under oath, I am not a very good bass player.
Well, you're a better host than you are a bass player.
Yeah, but also, I mean, I'm there to play two strings. Yeah. That's what I do.
Someone to play for. You happen to play two.
Right.
Someone also said about Pitbull Toddler, if Josh left the band, would Pap be your first choice as replacement?
Oh. No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe. We did entertain the idea of having Pap be the singer before Josh, and we like when he performs with us, so it's certainly a possibility. That's interesting. All right, a couple more, and then we got to wrap this thing up. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, this is Scott. It's political. Who voted for Trump and who plans on voting for him in 2020?
I can tell you that I did vote for him. I'll tell you right now, I think I'm probably the only one in this room who voted. I did vote for Trump.
Yeah, I never vote.
I voted.
You did not vote.
Yes, I did. I had a mail-in ballot.
I don't believe you did.
I swear to God, why would I lie about that?
Whoa,
about it.
Whoa. Take it off.
You're under oath. I'm not going to vote for Trump.
I voted for Trump, and as of this point, I don't know... who the opponents are, so I don't know if there's somebody that's more qualified yet.
Okay.
What about you, sir?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
Would you vote for him again? 2020.
Oh, yes.
What if somebody else steps up? Like, I think, like, if like just say, for instance, Michael Bloomberg or somebody comes out, and right now I don't know if I'd vote for Michael Bloomberg. What if he came out and after seeing him campaign for a year, you're like, he's like Trump but really smart?
So many things have happened with Trump for the economy, employment wise, and everything else. Now that you know, just too many things have already happened that he's already proved his point of what he's capable of doing, and a lot of his promises he's already kept. And so I can't really just go on a whim on somebody else right now.
Okay, that's smart. That's smart. All right, thank you. I appreciate the call.
I always tell you I don't vote because I believe that one vote doesn't count.
Right. During the election, where the guy lost by like 500 votes.
Only one vote can't do anything.
Andrew, good morning.
Hi, I got a question for Gio.
Gio, this one's for you.
Did he feel stabbed in the back by Drew as the show grew and he was basically pushed off the show? And what was his true feelings after all that happened? And what is the relationship like now?
Did you feel like Drew stabbed you in the back when you pushed off his show?
Yeah.
Yes, you were pushed off, or yes, you felt like you were stabbed in the back?
Well, no, the show just went a different direction. They brought in SBK, and they had him as a co-host, and the room got too small.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel stabbed in the back, really.
How did you feel when SBK left?
I mean, I was indifferent. I've been in radio a long time, so I know that's just how it goes sometimes. That's just the way it is.
That's all right.
How are you with Drew now?
We're not as close as we were.
Yeah,
but I don't see him anymore. You see him on a daily basis.
Yeah, I don't run into him.
Yeah, and we never really we'd hang out outside of the show, maybe here and there. But
we do. We'll be at that.
I have one from your brother.
I had never heard of him.
He says, "Who is funnier, you or him?"
Ooh, oh, babe. I've said it. He's funnier.
Yeah,
I've
said it before.
Yeah, okay. He made.
Yeah, to be honest.
He's very funny. Although in this capacity, I wonder if he would be funny. Like if we brought him in the studio.
I think once he got used to it. Yeah.
So yes, he's very funny.
Could we bring him in to fill Mike?
No, because it's different between hosting and being funny, because Mike can do both. Where, John's never hosted a show before.
Well, now he's like, I can host a show.
Like, listen, we want to keep it as just the Calta show.
Yeah.
So we have all the brand, we're going to remove the mic part.
It's kind of like Lynyrd Skynyrd. Just remember, put a Van Zandt in there.
Yeah. Yeah, remember the pudding guy?
Yeah.
He tried to replace looking like Bubba?
Yeah. He just got a fat guy with sunglasses. Yeah. Didn't work out very well. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, whatever happened to N4 back in the day? You used to give him the month of February?
Yeah, N4 still calls the show every once in a while. And what this guy's referring to is that we'd let N4 do these special comedy bits where it would be a tribute to Black History Month. And he would do it for, like, black celebrities, but not, like, Quincy Jones or not, like, predominant black celebrities, but he'd pick, like, obscure ones.
He'd do, like, the black guy from Ghostbusters.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And they were a little, he did them in his own language and his own words, so a lot of times they got racy and racial. And then Bubba tried to play them and he used to tweet at Kim Guthrie, who runs this company, and he used to say, oh, they do a bit that says the N-word and blah, blah, blah. And then finally the company was like, hey, with this big fat mouth baby, you should probably chill out on that. So we can't do it anymore.
Well, we miss him.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, he's still around. But we don't get to have the fun Black History Month stuff because a certain fat, whiny, cross-eyed baby is like, I can't do it, so nobody can do it now. Mm-hmm. Eric, good morning.
No, today, name is Derek, but that's okay. Mike, love you to death. Got a question for Carmen, if possible, but you might want to go off the air and ask her this question.
Wait a second. As long as you don't say a word that's going to get me fired, sir, you can ask any question.
It will never get you fired because I love you to death.
All right, well, go ahead. What is your question? Carmen?
Carmen is a friend of mine, sent me a picture of you. It's a younger picture of you on the internet, put your whole name in, and with a sign that says, sorry, Mike. Is that you?
Yes, that is her.
Yeah.
That is her.
Yep.
When she's doing it to the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I love you to death, girl.
Hey, sir, to be honest with you, because it's under oath, it's not her, but we found that and we did the same thing. There's a picture of a girl. There's a picture of a girl going down on a guy, and it looks a lot like Carmen, and she's holding a sign that says, sorry, Mike. So we got some background.
Yeah, I'm like,
we got some background on that was a porn girl who... you could pay to have her write something down on a sign, and she does resemble Carmen, and somebody even took a side-by-side, a split down the middle, half that girl's face, half Carmen's face, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carmen, I still use
it. Yes, you're a twin sister. Thank you so much.
I still use it and pretend it's you sometimes, but it's not.
No, it's not. Sorry.
Last three phone calls, and we're done. And Gio, if you have any, get them in now. Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Real quick question for you guys. I stopped listening for about 2 months a while ago, and whatever happened to Jacob Two Times?
Wait, why did you stop listening? Were you mad?
No. My job didn't allow me. I started working later days, so I never got a chance to listen to you guys. But, whatever happened to Jacob Two Times? Like, he used to call, like, every time, and now I never hear about him anymore.
He called the show all the time, and then he started calling into Drew's show. And then Drew's show kind of, like, took over with him. They started having parties for him and stuff. So we're like, all right, I guess he's going.
Yeah, and I remember that like a year ago. But now I haven't heard from him in, a year or so.
Yeah, I don't know. I like him, and I think he still listens. He's a sweet kid, but I don't really know. We stopped taking his call when he started calling Drew's show all the time. So we don't want it to be like the Crazy Patty thing where she's calling all the shows. Mike, you are the one of the last two phone calls we will take today.
Hey, Mike, who is your favorite comedian friend to have on the show, and why?
That's a great question.
It would be between two people, and I have to tell you, it's a dead tie.
He said favorite.
Yep.
The truth would be, it's between Bert and Bobby. And, okay, I can tell you this. If I could have somebody on here every day, it would be Bobby. If I could have somebody on, like, every time he's in town, it would be Bert. You know what I mean?
Why?
Because Bobby can do more. Like, we could do the show with Bobby just sitting here. Well, yeah, but and also, like, we can do news, and Bobby will sit here and chime in on news. Bert gets bored, and Bert's like, hold on. You know, that kind of stuff. So, but both of those guys are my absolute favorite comedians. I will also tell you, Ralphie was the absolute worst. Ralphie is a funny comedian, great to hang out with, worst on the air. I could say that now because he's dead.
Oh.
John, last phone call.
Hey, I love your show, guys.
Thank you.
Quick question for the fat guy in the skinny suit. Hey, man, why you cheat on your wife with the transvestite, man?
Fat guy in the skinny suit. Well, then you hung up, so I don't know who that is. Raise your hand if you've ever been with a transvestite in this room.
Wow. Look at that.
I know, of all the people, I thought I would have, maybe if I was tricked, but I can assure you guys.
If you were with a super hot girl.
Okay.
In a steamy makeout session.
Right.
And, I mean, you guys are making out for a half hour.
Right.
Rubbing her boobs. She's rubbing her. And then you went down to the area.
Right.
And found out that she still had male parts down there.
Right.
But you'd already been making out and letting her for a half hour. Do you keep going or do you stop?
I mean, like, am I doing stuff?
No. You were just doing. And you went to go do, and then you were like, what? But you've already made out. You already thought it. You smells like a girl.
If I'm
going to
be
like a girl.
100% honest, I can honestly say it would probably take me about 10 seconds to really figure out and get my bearings as to what's happening.
Right.
And then I'm pretty sure I would stop.
Me too. Now let me change the scenario a little bit. If she was going down on you.
I knew you were going to ask that.
7 minutes into it. And then she shifted position, and when she did, something flopped out. Would you allow her to finish and then go, what is that?
Or would you say, finally. Yes.
I would say, finally.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'd probably be like, just don't tell my friends, please. Just don't tell my friends.
See, I think once it's in my head, I wouldn't be able to. I'd be like, I can't.
It might have been a squirrel.
Right, I'd have to wait till I see it three times.
But that's not really a fair question because there are different moments during that would make you answer
You're
differently.
Only 7 minutes into it.
So I'm like,
you need
close.
A good 10.
I mean,
do you need three more minutes?
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
wouldn't that start you from the beginning? Like, if you see
that,
doesn't
that would make
that,
me
like,
go.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So then you'd need another 10.
I don't know. I've never been in this situation, so I cannot.
Let's try it. See what happens.
You and me, all right.
No.
Oh.
Maybe she likes hot dogs a lot. She carries hot dogs in her pocket. One fell out.
Thank you.
You want to see the kielbasa?
Yeah, please. Please don't tell my friends, miss.
Anything else, Gio, before we get out?
I have one for Mike.
Oh. Oh. These always make me nervous. I took a whole, I took 30 unfiltered phone calls, and the one from Gio is the one that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal.
Go ahead.
Are you getting paid to be in Mo's movie? And if so, how much?
Ooh. I love you, Gio.
The answer is no. I am not being paid. I only said that to make you guys angry. I am doing this
those
strictly.
Guys that are in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am strictly doing this for my appreciation for Mo's art, and I think it'll be fun. And I actually, did you want an under oath question? I actually think Mo has a little bit of talent, and I would like to see this be some sort of springboard for him to do more stuff. So do I think it's ridiculous, and do I think it'll ever turn into anything? No. But if it is, I would like to help out any way I can.
Well, I can tell you, I got paid.
Yeah?
No, not really.
No, I know. Come on. Mo put out a call sheet. He's like, everybody's going to be here at 8 except Mike. He can come at 11. So, yeah. Really. Yeah, no, that's it. Then they sent me a thing the other day. They're like, do you have a rider you want to send over? I go, do you know where I'm coming? This is me. I'm going to show up here with a backwards hat on and basketball shorts, and I don't want anything.
I think, is it okay if I sleep over at your house on Friday so I can come in with you on Saturday so I don't have to be there?
Under oath? No, it's not okay.
You got to be there early for makeup.
Yeah, I'm not getting there early.
6 a.m.?
Nah, I'm not doing that.
The call sheet says.
I don't care what the call sheet says.
I will stick to the call sheet.
But does everybody get there at 6 a.m.? How many makeup people do they have?
They got one. So this is what happened the last time I went. I got there at 6 a.m.
I'm not really interested.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you anyways. Got there, did my makeup. Makeup took me an hour. And then I sat in
an
makeup.
An hour?
And then I sat in that makeup for 8 hours before I had to shoot a 30-second scene. And I was I'm not doing this again. I'm not getting paid. I'm not hanging out in
Hollywood. Calm down.
Yeah, really.
I got stuff I could do rather than sit around in makeup.
I will be here, and I will do what I promised I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Be awesome for a couple of minutes, and then I'm out.
Did you learn your lines?
No.
Oh, okay.
What's today? Thursday. Saturday.
That's his process. Man. He likes to keep it fresh.
I'll be honest with you. I'm so glad you said that, because I totally forgot.
You have a lot of lines. You like do. The entire scene really? Is basically you.
Yeah, but it's just me being myself.
Hey, that other local actor guy will get pissed off if you don't know your lines.
Well, Carl?
Well, let's see how
you said it. I don't know who he is.
Yeah, Gio hates Carl.
Let's see how that works out, Carl. the whole production thing might come to an end.
Ruining his craft.
Can't wait to see you on set.
My wife just texted me an under oath question.
Ooh.
She said, who's funnier, me or you? And I will tell you, my wife, for a girl, is pretty funny. But if you're so goddamn funny, why don't you get the job and I'll go home. Sit home with my 9 cleaning ladies and my trainer and all that other stuff. So,
you know who's
la-di-da.
You know who's really funny? People who don't have to ask people if they're funny.
It's true.
I'm pointing at myself.
All right, that concludes.